Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy and windy, a low of 10. A Kenosha police officer accused of punching a man several times while on duty early New Year's Day has been charged with misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct and misconduct in public office, a felony. 29-year-old Kendall West appeared in Kenosha Circuit Court this afternoon to face the charges. According to court documents, West allegedly followed his estranged wife to the area of Kenosha Hospital and Medical Center. As she was speaking to a hospital doctor she had been seeing, West allegedly pulled up behind her car, got out of his squad car, and punched the doctor several times in the face. He's also accused of accelerating away from the area at a high rate of speed, missing the doctor by 2 to 3 feet. West's wife told investigators she had tried to serve divorce papers to him earlier in the day, but he tore them up. West was released from the Racine County Jail on a signature bond in order to have no contact with the victim. The case is being handled by Racine County prosecutors because of West's employment with the Kenosha Police Department. Racine's new homeless shelter has been operating since November 1st in the old Lincoln Lutheran building on Dominick Drive, which also houses the offices of the United Way and like the hospitality center in recent years. But unlike Halo, this temporary site does not exclude people with substance abuse or mental health issues. Co-founder Warren Williams tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that in recent weeks, they've dealt with between 25 and 30 people, and neighbors have been mostly supportive.
I think people start to realize that the homeless are not this scary, evil group of people. They're just us. They're just nice people who have fallen on hard times. They maybe have issues that are keeping them from living lives that are as full as they should be.
With colder weather arriving this week, attendance at the shelter is expected to go up. The homeless shelter's board of directors has been working with local officials, including government, on developing a long-term presence once the shelter's current lease runs out at the end of March. Racine's Bell Urban System buses will get a rebranding of sorts based on the initial proposals of Milwaukee marketing firm Two Story, which got positive reviews recently from the city's Transit and Parking Commission. The director of Transit and Parking is Mike Meyerly, who explained the new image and brand is still about riding the bus. However, it's ride with a Y. Meyerly noted there's an advertising budget for the bus system, for which the new brand might help boost ridership.
We haven't done much with it. You know, we're been pretty low profile. This contract is actually been going on for a while and hadn't seen much action. But we do have some resources to put behind this.
The new branding might tie into the city's planning process with bicycles and pedestrians, according to Meyerly. Rebranding of Racine's Bell Urban System might start to show up in March or April. A reminder about the Kenosha Transit System. The new year means a $2 fare for adults and $1.50 for students. Service is Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. with limited extension to 12:30 a.m. Saturday service is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and there's no Sunday Kenosha bus service. The Racine Common Council normally meets the first Tuesday of the month, but will not do so this evening due to the lack of business needing attention or items that need a vote that are time sensitive. Committee meetings resume next week, and then the full council's first meeting of 2017 will be January 17th. The Kenosha City Council meeting, normally held the first Monday night of the month, will take place tomorrow night because of Monday being a holiday. That agenda includes a zoning change for a large medical complex along the West Frontage Road near 60th Street. The Burlington Common Council remains on a regular schedule tonight with the business meeting that follows a 6:30 p.m. Committee of the Whole. The Committee of the Whole agenda for discussion purposes only includes the downtown parking analysis and the city employee handbook, both getting votes on the 17th. The action items tonight on the council agenda include a contract extension on solid waste and recyclables collection, as well as trash dumpster and garbage receptacle requirements in the Central Business District. There's also a closed session on the community pool agreement with the local operating group. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.